Well, the Zika virus is also spreading through social media, not literally, of course, but with viral rumors. Danielle Belton is an associate editor for The Root, also creator of the blog The Black Snob. We love the name of that. Danielle, back to this worrisome news about transmission of the Zika virus. But earlier this week, the World Health Organization declared Zika virus a global health emergency and international concern, and conspiracy theories and rumors started to fly. What did you see?
Well, I mean, a lot of the rumors kind of like started surrounding Oxitec, which is like this insect control company that makes genetically modified mosquitoes, which, you know, sounds terrifying just because I had no idea that you could make genetically modified mosquitoes. But they've been doing their test trials in Brazil. And so people are thinking, oh, my God, this disease has been created by a mysterious corporation and they've unleashed it on the population of Brazil. But the reality is that Oxitec's genetically modified mosquitoes actually can't reproduce.
Right.
Their offspring die as larvae.
We've actually done a study on this. This is working towards trying to create mosquitoes that won't reproduce so you won't have these mosquito infestations.
Exactly. The thing that's kind of crazy about this conspiracy theory, like you have to believe that Oxitec would just happen to have a ton of Zika virus on hand and that they would infect their genetically modified mosquitoes with it and unleash it on the population. The reality is that where the trials have been going on is nowhere near where the outbreak actually took place.
Yeah.
It's hundreds of miles away.
So there's that. What else are you hearing?
Some people think the disease is a form of population control since it affects pregnant women. These fears stem from everything from how the Brazilian government basically added a tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine and recommended it for pregnant women in 2014, which sounds like a good thing. But folks are trying to tie it to the breakout of Zika in 2015, which is a pretty big leap. I mean, basically, these conspiracy theorists believe that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which recently started a program studying pregnant women's immune responses to this same vaccine, they believe that this is conspiracy around Gates, who wants to control the world population. If you Google Bill Gates, you get tons of these crazy stories about him advocating the reduction of the human population through vaccine.
Okay, so you know, it's sort of like buyer beware when you go on, you know, onto social media. You know, it can be a great source of information, but also, as we're hearing, disinformation. But social media can also be a great place for, you know, kittens and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a little something, you know, sort of the kittens of the internet as we approach Super Bowl, but also commerce, if companies can capitalize on that, if they can catch a wave on social media. And one company maybe, this is Pantene, which has rolled out some new commercials featuring NFL players doing their daughter's hair. It's hashtag dad do. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, Pantene did this series of commercials. It features Pittsburgh Steelers D'Angelo Williams with his two daughters. And there's also the New Orleans Saints, Benjamin Watson, and Dallas Cowboys, Jason Witten, with their daughters. And none of them know how to do their daughter's hair. they have no idea of what they're doing.
Let's listen to a little of Benjamin Watson of the New Orleans Saints, his daughter Grace Watson, and his signature braided pigtails called the Who Dad Do.
Pick out your hair tie.
Purple. Feels like mommy, but he has bigger hands.
I know. It might be the hand thing that makes some of these things difficult. If you're a father and you only have so many hours in the day, maybe doing their hair is one of the things that you can do to connect with them and to build that relationship.
So Pantene has a tie-in of, I think it's strong daughters spend time with their fathers. What have been the reactions on Twitter?
The reactions have been overwhelmingly positive. People talk about how the video is so cute. It's touching. It makes people talk about their fathers. And, you know, the 30-second spot that was put out has gotten over 3 million views already on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been huge, just the response. And people have been taking pictures of themselves trying to do their own daughter's hair. And it's just really, really touching. I can say my dad, you know, he has never done my hair in my entire life. But he did teach me how to draw, play checkers, and ride a bike. So, you know,
well,
he was more of a put of a hat on it type of dad.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's just not something that dads have traditionally done. So there's something Pantene may have hit on something there. We just want to mention another Super Bowl off-field trending topic. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton's black and gold Versace pants. Here's why he wore them.
The black and gold attire that I had in my closet was extremely limited. So when I looked at my pants and I said, these are black and gold, these shoes are black and gold, to tie along with the whole Super Bowl 50, black and gold.
Okay, that makes sense. We'll have a picture at hereandnow.org. They're quite something. No, we had a conversation yesterday with Mike Pesca about how when he's attacked on field, Cam Newton, for you know some of his celebrations and stuff, he says there's a whiff of racism about that. But you say people just had fun with these pants.
Oh, yeah. Like, people thought they were hilarious. Like, I personally thought he looked good in them.
Me too.
I thought he pulled them off. Yeah. I thought he pulled them off great. I mean, not many people can rock a pair of $850 Versace zebra print pants. You know, like, you have to have confidence. And he had confidence with it. Now, you know, people did make fun of him. You know, some people said it was hands down the worst outfit they've seen by a superstar.
No.
You know, they said his ankles looked ashy. You know, they just, people made fun of him. But a lot of people really, really loved it. And I personally was among them.
Well, the truth is, nowadays, if you're in the Super Bowl, there's a spotlight on you when you're on the field. When you're off the field, there's the glare of social media. So be careful what you wear. Daniel Belton, associate editor for The Root, creator of The Black Snob. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.